Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. My name is Joe Golden. My co-host is Scarlett Butler. We have a very big show. Don't forget, this is Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. And we are saluting all those that paid the ultimate price to defend our freedoms. All those out there that from all the wars going back from revolutionary days to current actions around the world who paid the ultimate price to protect our freedoms, our constitution, and the ability to be a free nation, that shining light on this mountain. We are a free nation, but that's dying slowly because of the communists in the White House and other stuff with disgrace of a guy. If you looked at his little two-minute speech or press conference about, I would say, an hour ago, really insulting. And I was able to make a couple comments during that time on his speech. I was live and made some comments. And, of course, the communist socialists attacked me for doing that. I said point blank, hey, Mr. Biden, you do know you're being impeached and you're being tried for treason and your money laundering gimmick in the Biden crime family. You are heading for a prison cell waiting for a tribunal to fulfill the laws of the treason because of the monies that you stole or took during your 50 years in Congress. See, someone on Twitter, one of the left-wingers were getting, let me mention, I took it from Marjorie Taylor Greene, and when she said he controlled the destruction of this country for 50 years, going back, that's before Obama, by the way, so, and that's not him, when he actually lied and plagiarized everything back then, and he ended up going and taking monies when he was the Congress and the Senate as VP and now as president. They call him the buying crime syndicate, and one of the big ones, not just Burisma, but Russia, but more importantly, the CCP and China. And he's compromised. He allowed the Chinese spy balloon to take pictures and stuff. He knew it was coming because of the monies, the play for pay, so to speak, and other stuff. He knew it. It's documented. They got bank receipts, money transfer receipts, everything straight down the line. And within the next few weeks, he will not only be impeached, but he'll be tried for treason and taken to custody. The whole crime family, or the crime syndicate, the buying syndicate. That is happening, and that's the backfall. And I told the lady that was debating me on the 50-year stuff to listen to the show. She can come on and call in, and we'll debate the issue. 515-602-9657. We want to be part of it. So that's a big thing. We'll be talking about the debt ceiling and what the so-called compromise. The initial stuff that's coming out, there'll be more tomorrow. So they have thousands and thousands of pages. The debt ceiling agreement is less than 150 pages. Everybody's going to get printed copies or text copies. So we, the people, the American people, not just the people in Congress and the Senate, but the American people will be able to see what's in it before it's passed, not like Nancy Pelosi and the garbage Democrats, but we'll see what's in it. There's a lot we'll discuss in a little bit, and we'll talk about that. One of the things that the ultra-leftists, including the guy in Pembroke Pines, is worried about is benefits being taken away. No, it's not. What's happening is, according to based on what the information that we got prelim, is that the work requirement situation that was already there. If you're on disability, especially food stamps and other things associated with that, and you're under government control, if you're living with a parent, you're not responsible for it because your parent's taking care of you. So that's the thing there. But if you are living all by yourself, living a home and capable of working, or married, the two couples capable of working, you're supposed to be at least attempting to go to work, either through a job application so you can prove, or through training. That's already been there. It's already on record. It's already in law. What they did was just raise it from 49 to 54 years old as the top part. That's all it is at the moment. We'll know more as we get the information across, but that's it. And as far as my kid, he's special needs. He's in the spectrum of autism. He cannot function on his own. He needs people to associate with him in order to do things. He doesn't take instructions well, reading abilities and stuff like that, because he's in that spectrum of autism. And that's the thing there. And that's why he gets his thing. But if you leave him alone and if he does his thing, he's very good at computers. And he does it through his old power. See, people forget, especially these children, especially with autism, autistic people, they don't see things in two ways, in two-dimensional, like we use humans do. They see it in three-dimensional ways. So their sensation, their touchy-feely type person, type things, they feel things, see things differently. And because of that, it's a different type of situation for them. There are successful people, and the ways of working, there's programs out there for that. One of the best groups to go with that, Special Olympics, they handle things like that. But we had guests on our show that handled things like that. Ed Roman, that used to be on the show a couple times. He's an entertaining singer, and he did songs like Go Coming My Way and a few other stuff. and you can type at Roman on YouTube and watch all the songs and stuff. He is autistic. And we have a bunch of others also. A lot of these entertainers out there see things, and they see things in different ways and because of their diseases. And they do things, and they do it right, and they help others. And a Special Olympics program that does it. You know who else does that? Family Life works closely with people like that. The Heritage Foundation, Family Research Council, and Focus on the Family are some of the organizations and charities and ministries that actually work in helping people out in that area. So that's a big thing. So we got that taken care of. And everybody helps each other. Now, as far as yours truly, reason why we raised the time or changed the time to the radio show from 7 to 8 o'clock on Wednesdays is because I work. I have a full-time job. I compensate for my own stuff, so we have things to this way we implement things accordingly, because you can't just live on Social Security alone, and everybody knows it because I pay into the taxes, I pay into Social Security, so they know what's going on. Everybody's on the same board. So that's it there. So we work. Scarlett works, I work, and everything's cool. And we do things, and we pay our taxes, we give out the forms, we do everything. We don't get food stamps. In fact, once we started this, what we're doing now, the last year, we notified the proper authorities to cut out all food stamps and stuff because we don't need it, because I have a full-time job. And this is what legitimacy is. This is what legal stuff is. And that's what we believe, because the truth is out there, voice of people, and we are honest. And in order to be, otherwise we'd be called hypocrites, and we're not. And we're focused on that. And you can check us out anytime you want. That's not a big deal. So that's a big thing there. Now, a couple things before I get into introduce my co-host and to see what comes on. There's a few things here. The people that complain, there are people complaining, there are people wondering, and I know he's getting it all the time, and I know we're getting it here all the time. How could a person with absolutely no kidney function at all live for 24 months? Scientifically, it's impossible, and there's questions on that. And now he's starting to pull back, saying, I have a little bit of kidney function, things of that nature. So he announced that there's some reporters that are doing a story on or investigating. I hope they are. I really do, because investigators, what reporters do, a great job for the most part. If they don't have any binders on them, in other words, the hands are not tied, they do a great job. Most of them, Tayabi, helped expose what's going on Twitter, did a great job until the FBI tried to stop him from testifying before Congress by raiding his house the day of his testimony. But other than that, look, Tayabi's investigative order. I have a bunch of Tony Mann is a friend. Tony Mann is a friend of ours from the Sun Sentinel. Him and I go back to 2010, and stuff. But he knows me and Scarlett and my son very well, and others. The guy from CBS News that wanted to come over where I used to work to watch us make signs for the Tea Party movement, stuff like that. They know me, so. And of course, NBC, who interviewed me at the courthouse a few years back, also knows me, plus others, because of my Tea Party involvement and my political involvement. Doing an interview with the reporters and then having them investigate everything that's being said, it's a great thing, because the truth has to come out. And let the truth come out, and wherever it lays, that'll be it. And that's the key there. But in order to do that and have a thorough thing, this guy, Pembroke Pines, has to waive his HIPAA restrictions on that. He has to allow them to investigate his mental conditions, because they're not going to say, he's got to listen to him and say, I got no kidneys. while investigating the fact that he has no kidneys. He doesn't work that way. So if he's going to do these storylines, and they're going to investigate him and why he's still alive after 2 years with no kidney function and all that type of stuff, let them do a complete job. Waive your HIPAA protections. Allow them to do their own job, investigative job, first properly. If you do that, and whatever happens, happens, that's it. So that's a good, that's a big thing. Now, getting into a facility Thursday, and finally got the results of permission on Sunday or Saturday. First of all, they don't make calls. They get it through mail. You're not getting any mail on Sunday. So either that permission went yesterday, or he's lying once again. He lies too many times, so we never know the truth from what he's really told. You know, the boy that cried wolf, he is that boy that cries wolf. So his honesty is lacking. His credibility is none. So that's a big thing there. First of all, I doubt very seriously that he got permission from Medicare, Medicaid, because they don't pay everything completely anyway. It's impossible because we have people that went into nursing homes or assisted living facilities, and once you go in there, the government takes your Social Security and other things to help offset the cost. And now with the balanced budget in Florida, and the fact they had the budget agreement in with the Congress yesterday, the chances of them having the funds to complete that deal and have them walk scot-free into an institution without paying anything is probably zero. So let's figure it out and see what happens on Thursday, because we heard the story before. He lied every single time. Let's see what happens now. But if you believe him, I got swamp land in the Everglades to sell you, if you believe him on that. Now, okay. Now, is it love or stepwife? You know, we know his wife before she got married. We know his wife when she was living with her mom for, 3 or 4 times a week. And they had Sal on the other part. There was always somebody watching over them. So this guy here had no total control on his girlfriend / wife. Now he has total control over it, and you can see the difference in her personality and the way she does. In fact, you can see the condition of her body and the videos and stuff. You can see the total demise of her, both physically and psychologically. And, you know, I used to call it Stockholm Syndrome. I'm changing that term to Stepford Wife. I urge everybody to watch the movie that's called The Stepford Wife. Watch that movie and then compare it to this woman, and you'll see that. But that's what that is. And we're not going to go into the details and stuff. I like to apologize to all our listeners for Wednesday's show in the PSA, because she was right in one thing. It was disgusting. We ended up being Howard Stern, and I'm not Howard Stern, and I don't play those type of games usually. We ended up being a WWE, and yes, sometimes I act like WWE because I have contacts in that, and it goes back many years. Goes back to when I was a kid. I also have contacts with AEW and others, so we kind of act like some of the pitches that they give and speeches they give with the same type of ideas and mindset sometimes in the way we do things. But we did not want to go into the sewer, and that's what we did. But we had no choice because he lies through the teeth, and he's destroying people's lives, including his so-called wife. You can see the difference in the personalities. You can see the difference in the health looking of it. I am so proud of the fact that the single mom is slowly walking away. The single mom is getting healthy in some way. The single mom paying more attention to her son than to this wacko job. And that's a good thing. And we need, and you got to continue to do that, because under the new law, she doesn't make the move, she could lose that kid. That DeSantis signed into law just the other day. It's called the Grayson Law, which protects the children from abusive parents or environment that's abusive to the kid. And she still needs to get rid of the woman that killed the 19-year-old in 2004, the drug dealers, and all those people out there that she associates with, not just the guy at Pembroke Pines. She has to completely change the environment and make it more conducive for a growing, for an environment that will benefit her son and build a foundation of values, morals, respect, law and order type of thing, laws from right from wrong, away from any kind of potential trouble ahead. You know, and anytime she hangs out with any of those people, with the drug dealer, whatever stuff, and she's involved in that, she is saying somebody could come around with a drive-by. Somebody could come around with somebody ODing. The cops could raid the place. You know, there are so many different variables of trouble that could happen that put the danger of that son's life in danger. And that's why that's why these laws are passed. It's to protect the kids, the little kids, from abusive situations, to save lives. You know, and that's a very big thing. So that's the PSA. I want to bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. How are you doing, Jeff?
All right. We got, you know, some breaking news with the debt ceiling, but we're not going to get the full text of it until tomorrow. You know, they're starting to put it out now. We might get it overnight. Biden just came on about 6 o'clock. He came out and did a 2-minute presser talking about the debt ceiling. He said that both sides may not like it.
I read that Joe Biden did something wacky. Do you know anything about that?
He looked like he misstepped a few times and stuff like that. But I don't, oh, he did. He went on vacation. Joe Biden. I don't know. I can't answer that part. That whole family's so screwy. Joe Biden instead of going to do stuff with military, he went on vacation. Now the question is, will he show up in Arlington Cemetery tomorrow to honor all those who paid the ultimate price to defend?
How many drag queens will be with him?
So far, I haven't heard anything, but it's causing a lot of people to go out of business. Target filed bankruptcy the other day when they lost $10 billion in a week.
Well, look what happened to them with the bathroom bullshit.
I know.
You'd think you'd learn the first time, right?
Yep.
Nah, you get spanked twice. They come back for more. You know? There is no emotion. Business has no emotion. You're there to provide a product or a service to the community. That's all there is. It's not placating to A group or B group or whatever other group. It's just there to be there for the community. The whole thing. Not pick and choose and suck up. And be stupid about it, because that's a bad way to do business. Okay? So your business will fail because of that poor decision making. And so there are others, you know. There's Kmart. Is Kmart still in business?
I don't think so. But I'm not sure.
Walmart so far is good.
So far, Walmart is good as far as I know. I haven't heard anything.
BJ Shopping Club, Sam's Club, you know, Costco, those they haven't, they're intelligent. They know what they're doing. They're in business to serve the community. That's what they opened the business about. That was their original business plan. Why deviate to I don't know what? You don't gain anything. You're not going to make more money. And if you open your eyes and you see what's going on with the people, within other businesses that are getting dragged through the mud because of their decision-making, why would you want to get into that drama? Okay? You see what's going on with Disney or Anheuser-Busch or...
Disney and Anheuser-Busch Target. First of all, Anheuser-Busch and Target both filed various protections.
I'll give you another one. You want to know companies? It didn't go drag show, but they're out of business. Bed Bath and Beyond. They had they were thriving when they were doing My Pillow, and because of their stupid woke decision, they're no longer in business. And there is an example for everybody to learn from. Okay? The man didn't do anything wrong. Okay? So he's a conservative. So he's about freedom of speech. So he loves the Constitution. And he loves Trump. He's allowed to. Okay? It's his preferences. Why take a business and jack it into the ground because someone and destroy it because they don't like his politics? How does that make sense?
I know it don't.
Okay? What could possibly these companies, these CEOs and board of directors think when they sit there and they make stupid decisions? Look at the banking industry, okay? All those banks that were infiltrated by corrupt criminals, and look, they're no longer in existence. You know, you either got to stand up and be strong and grow a backbone, or you fail and you go woke, you choke, and you end up broke. That's the way it is, okay? Because people
anyway,
are not happening with that. Well,
Anyway, here's a little bit of what's going on with the debt ceiling. First of all, the 87,000 ex-IRS agents' monies have been kicked, as far as we know. We'll know for sure because it's a different story.
Did you know, I don't mean to interrupt, but did you know that they were building a new IRS building?
Yeah, that and the FBI building both has been stopped.
Why are we building new buildings? Are they going to come down? Are they old? Are they just
caving in? I don't know.
Caving in?
Look, it's not going to do anything right now. The FBI and the other ones, because they have to reshape. Yeah.
Okay. The money's gone. The 87,000 are no longer in play. What else?
Right. Courthouse, the $400 million from CDC Global Health Fund is gone. They eliminate foreign aid to 45, 46 countries, including China. That's gone. $1.5 billion CDC vaccine distribution, that is gone. And there's a lot more to go. Cut spending. There's no spending for this year and next year, and a 1% increase for 2025. They have to go back to the 2022 level, which and there's no spending for the next 2 years outside of what we have allocated based on it. That's part of the deal. Biden wants something. He has to go through Congress. He cannot circumvent for executive orders. That's been eliminated. There's a bunch of other stuff. We actually came out pretty decent on that.
Yellen? Let's switch gears. What about Yellen and her books and her printing money and her input?
That's
not.
They stopped. Okay, they stop the printing of money. They can't print money. It goes back to Congress. Now, Congress, in order to do that, has to get rid of the Fed, and they're working on that and go back to the gold standard, but that's going to take a while. Is that going to be the Fed pact?
Is that where the Fair Tax is now stepping up to the plate?
That's where it's moving up. There is a legislature in place to start moving towards the Fair Tax. Governor DeSantis wants it. Trump, I'm not sure, but Governor DeSantis wants it. But the American people have no clue on that, because the left says you're going to get a 23% tax increase. No, you're not. You're not getting any tax increase. In fact, you're getting a decrease. You eliminate the IRS. That's the first thing it does. Forget about all the IRS.
My
stuff.
First thought is, when the left speak, definitely don't.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
They know nothing. They know nothing about economics.
No.
Not.
I would urge everyone to go to fairtax.org. That's fairtax.org, and do research on it and learn about it.
You know what Congress should do, or the Fair Tax Organization should hook up with Congress? They should make a little booklet and mail it to each home.
They did. I had a bunch here.
Well, now do it again.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
They should do it. Or they should be.
I also urge everyone in Congress to learn the Constitution.
I agree. They should have a book. They should have a Constitution reading. Really? They should have Constitution class. That should be added to becoming into the Capitol. You need to have a Constitution class. You need to know what it's all about and why it's there. What makes sense about it?
You know, both DeSantis and Trump both said that they pledged to pardon everyone from J6 that's in a prison for no reason, and to pardon all of them, and they should. Because that was set up from day one. So don't forget, the day before was Henry Kissinger's 100th birthday.
Happy birthday, Henry. Mazel tov. Shit, a C note, in life. That's pretty great. Shit, he's seen a lot of shit. He was a great Secretary of State. He was, huh? Although Nixon, was whatever. He was great, you know? Okay, back in your court.
Now, let's compare, since we did the debt ceiling and everything else and the arguments in there, the Democrats want government control of everything straight from the top, from the minute you can see, from conception to after death, actually. They want to control you in every which way possible. And that's
and
a big
still
thing.
And you continue to vote. Isn't that
yeah,
special?
Even after death. Yeah, we have somebody who lost his...
And you still got stimulus when COVID was happening.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
Democrats also support open borders, drugs, allocating drugs. They support gangs and thugs and murderers and stuff, and illegals, all kinds of illegals, including illegal aliens and everything else. That's what the Democrats support, because they don't support law-abiding citizens. If they did, they would support the Marine that actually saved lives by taking them down.
Do you know why they support that particular environment? Because that's what they are.
Oh dear, that's what they are. And all you have to do is look at the comments in the guy in Pembroke Pines. You don't care about other people.
Look at the left politicians and the right. There are some. They're just okay.
And then you got now the Republicans, on the other hand, they support law and order. They support secure the border, because without a secure border, we have no country. They support personal responsibilities and growing up.
Can we discuss that, my idea about the borders?
Because
I thought it was an interesting idea. Okay, we need an Ellis Island on the southern border. We do. It makes sense because people would come there and they would step off the ship, and then they would enter onto Ellis Island where they'd have a physical, where their name was written and logged in, and information was funneled to them to know where their purpose is. And they would step towards becoming American, okay? Because we have a great nation, okay? This is the greatest experiment. And people come here for the freedom, okay? And most of them, I'm not saying all of them, but most of them want to create revenue and build a life. And because they love what we do. They love how we live, okay? And they should, you know, have an opportunity to experience that, okay? But I'm build an Ellis Island on the Rio Grande.
Okay, that's a good idea. I will tell you something. A lot of the people that come in, you know, the Hispanics, people from Latin America, South America, and Central America, they actually very conservative people. They're God-loving. They're Christians. They're God-loving people. They do not support all of what's going on. They don't support the gangs, the drugs, MS-13, the mules, and all that type of stuff. They don't like that. They like secure borders. They like law enforcement. They don't trust some of the law enforcement because they went through it with the law enforcement being controlled by the cartels. But that's a problem there. But here it's not, for the most part. You know, and that's so that's the thing there. But again, Republicans believe in law and order. Republicans also believe right to life. They believe that life begins at conception. Most of the people coming in also support right to life. They support the ability to have free speech. And there's a thing called Alliance Defending Freedom that has over 200 cases defending free speech in this country right now, including four in the Supreme Court that they actually have. And Alliance Defending Freedom has over 4,600 attorneys fighting for your freedoms. So if anybody close to Alliance Defending Freedom, help them out, because it's a good thing. And it protects you because you don't want to get censored. And it's religious freedom and regular freedom. And a lot has to do with, you know, if you say anything against woke, if you say what it is, transgender is a mental illness, there are people out there that want to shut you down because they don't want that to be known, but it is. If you say there are only two genders, male or female, you could get attacked in some places and really bad. And Alliance Defending Freedom and its 4,600 attorneys are defending your freedom to say these things because these are factual. There are only two genders. That's a fact, scientific fact, and that's a big thing there. So you got that going. So you got
they have
programs.
They have no soul.
Yeah. They're devil's work. The Democrats support devil's work, and the transgender is the devil's work, and it's a sin. And same thing with the LGBTQ stuff. It's a sin based on almost everyone. They don't care. Look. Nobody gives a damn what you do in the bedroom, but if you throw it in someone's face, of course they all care. Nobody wants to see it. You can do anything you want in your bedroom, but don't put it in people's faces, and don't do it to little kids. You want to have a drag queen show? That's fine, have it, but have it 18
Why
and above.
I have a more interesting thought. Why do they need to flaunt it?
Because indoctrinating and recruiting kids to be something they're not. That's child abuse. That's assault. Most states are now making it a felony to do that. And they are arresting, like we are doing down here. You cannot indoctrinate and recruit a child to be something they're not. It's child abuse. And that's part of
Who would have to gain by planting this seed for these people to do this?
Democrats to control, you say, it's called communism and socialism. They want to destroy the family unit. They want to destroy a mother, a father, and a brother and a sister. That unit that the American people used to thrive
so
from, like the American dream, they want to destroy it.
Let me ask you, would that include their own family?
And yeah, you see, the divorce rate is very high in that in most in those families because of it.
So, do these people do drugs? Are they criminals? Are they just
most? I would say most of them are criminals and stuff. Look what's going. Look what we have to do now to clean up everything. So you know, it's really that.
Well, it's a lot of work. And it's in, and you know what? It's in locally is how it needs to be, I guess, eradicated, okay? And the communities come together to say no more and tell them we're not going to take this and fight the battle to win the war.
You know, but I want to take that, I want to tell you, this is why I believe, this is what most of the conservatives believe, is that we as individuals have the ability to fulfill our passions and dreams and goals. You, what's in your heart and soul, you cannot let...
Their passions and dreams is to screw people up.
Yeah, but
okay?
we don't. We want to take
people... We're talking about the separate people. They're separate people. Okay,
same
they're just
idea.
Robots. They have the same message. They have this, you know, and that's robotic.
Yeah.
They're artificial intelligent human beings.
Yeah. Anyway, let me finish up on this because we're running down on time.
Yeah.
We actually believe that you as an individual could learn to fulfill your passions and dreams. We're not. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to do it for you. You have it in yourself to do it yourself because if, for example, if we keep fishing for you, you're only limited to the amount of what we want to give. But if you learn how to fish, you have unlimited possibilities of how many fish you want to get. That's on you. So if you want to follow your dreams and fulfill your passions and goals, go for it. If you fail in the beginning, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue working on it. Work your way up the ladder of success. Work your way up to of what it is. We all have skill sets that we're capable of. We all have passions and dreams that we're capable. We believe that you, as an individual, could do anything you want and control your own family and control your own purse. The Democrats / communists believe the other way. You can't. Your failures, your losers and stuff, and we have to control everything that you need and to tell you what to do. That's the difference. Democrats believe your failures and losers and just brain dead, and Republicans believe that you have the capability to be on top of the world and succeed in life and to dream and succeed. That's the difference. Remember, the Democrats used to be pretty good one time. JFK asked not what your country could do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Dream, we're going to go to the moon in this decade. All that is positive dreaming that we as individuals, not government, could do for us, for everyone. Remember, it's not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. And that's the key line. That's why JFK was so good at that, that line itself. And that's a good thing. We have 15 minutes left, but before, we do have, this is Memorial Day weekend, and tomorrow's Memorial Day, and we're going to be saluting. We salute all those men and women that paid the ultimate price for America. I'm going to play a song, I Am America. I figure that's what we have, because our theme song for closing is God Bless America, and we'll play that at the end. But I think we could do that too. Let's do Independence Day.
Did everybody hear the planes flying over us this weekend for the ERC show?
Yeah, that was they had some trial. Some Miami had today.
Was that the
anyway,
New Angel?
I don't know. The Miami had it today, so I know that. Anyway, here's Independence Day.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair and test on Independence Day.
Independence Day, and that's a big thing for that. And we just want to continue with, we have our freedoms because someone gave up their life to have our freedoms, and that's very important. See, it's not Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is not supposed to be a happy day. It's a sad day because we're all going to the cemeteries and visiting family members that paid the ultimate price. They don't want to be known as heroes. If you talk to somebody in the military and ask them what they did during whatever war, they don't want to talk about it for the most part. And it's not something they actually cater to or want to do. But they will visit their comrades in arms, their compadres, their friends that lost their lives to protecting them. That's the thing, watch Saving Private Ryan in the very beginning and at the end, and you'll see that. It's very intimate for the military to do that, and we have to honor them. And they didn't give up their lives for a communist nation. they didn't give up a life for to have a Biden mental case as the leader. They didn't give up the lives to have Kamala Harris, the laughing hyena, as the VP. They didn't give up the life for Steele. They didn't give up the life to have over 100,000 people die from drug overdose last year due to fentanyl poisoning and have idiots of public clients think that fentanyl is a good thing. It's not. It's dangerous. And this is what they have to do. So recognize the fact that tomorrow is a solemn day in remembrance of all those that paid the ultimate price to make sure that we are free today in our nation. But we got to make sure our nation is free. So we got to get out there and get rid of these communists and all these other people, because every time government grows, we lose our freedoms. Remember, government grows, public sector grows, the private sector gets smaller. Private sector is you and me and everyone else. It doesn't work. We got to get, this country thrives with less government, not more government. And that's what they're fighting for. That's what they fought and gave up their lives for. So I would like to have any comments left over for, on Scarlett, so we can, because we're getting down to the last few minutes.
I just, it's a sad moment for me because of the loss of life. Because you know how much I love life. And for all the families out there whose children or brothers or sisters or husbands or wives, whoever it may be, and you're mourning the loss of your family, my heart goes out to you. So, and it's every day, you know. Tomorrow may be a holiday, but every day really is Memorial Day, okay?
Yeah.
Just like everything else. It's an ongoing situation. You know, loss is hard.
Yeah.
So, to all the patriots, you know,
mm-hmm.
the sons of liberties, give me liberty or give me death. And this is Scarlett Butler telling everyone to have a great, well, you know, do your thing on the holiday. And while you're mourning, you must eat food. So barbecue and enjoy the company that you have. And God bless America and God bless everyone. And good night all. Bye.
I want to tell you, this show is, and we're going to be closing with our normal closing song, which is God Bless the USA with Lee Greenwood. This will be a special moment for that because God Bless the USA, everyone passed on that. I urge Gary Sinise and all the others to listen to their tributes tomorrow and tonight. On AMC, they're doing the Band of Brothers series for those starting tomorrow, and Flags of Our Fathers as a tribute. But Band of Brothers is very important. It's a very, very good miniseries. It's 10 episodes. So that's a 10-hour plus day for those. And we need to not forget these people. And that's important. So, again, I want to thank everybody for that. I also, we'll know more about the debt ceiling. Once we get the actual text, and it reads 150 pages, we'll read through it. We'll do a podcast tomorrow and Tuesday, and then the radio show is on Wednesday. We'll finish up on that and we'll go from there and do more of that and any kind of breaking news that comes along on that. We have to clean this country up. These people that gave their lives to protect our freedoms, they didn't do it to have the country lost from within. And that's something we need to do. It's time to stand up, America, and do what our founding fathers and do all what the men and women that paid the ultimate price to get us free. Let us keep that fight for freedom and make sure they die in vain. Let's get rid of these communist, socialist, Democrats, keep them out of office and never be seen again, and protect our freedoms in the Constitution. I want to thank everybody for listening to the chat room and elsewhere. The truth is out there. We are voice of the people. And we'll keep on plunging, and we'll keep on doing, and we'll never be silenced. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. See you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Block Talk Radio, Truth is Out, the Voice of the People radio show. And the call-in number is 515-602-9657. Good night, everybody.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, everybody, and don't forget to follow what's in your heart and soul, dream, and follow those dreams and work hard, and your dreams will work for you. Follow those dreams and succeed in life and be loved the right way. Have a very pleasant evening. See you Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Block Talk Radio, the truth is out, the voice of the people radio show. The caller number again is 515-602-9657. And we are America. We are the voice of the people. We are the number one radio show going right now, 123 nations across the world and growing. And be part of it every time. The chat room's always open and the lines are always open. So see you on Wednesday, people. And tomorrow, thank your relatives. They paid the ultimate price for to keeping you free. And have a great day.